This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1972. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 5th, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Canada, Cuba, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Kuwait, Mali, Nigeria, Northern Marianas, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Switzerland, USA, Vietnam, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer from Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports. On Maus Plong Sankamup, or The Voice of the Sunrise, also known as NBC Bougainville, also known as part of Papua New Guinea, on 3325. On February 28th, he says there was above average reception heard from 1022 until off at 1156. They had a public service notice about the campaign to end violence against children. At 1102, they were in Pidgin with regional news, followed by a discussion about education, and it suddenly cut off at 11:56 during some pop music. There was light interference from Indonesia on the same frequency. Then on March 2nd, he reports on the same. At 10:09 UT, NBC News in English, but not parallel to the only other station active, Madang on 3260, which was playing music. By 11:43, it was badly mixing with The Voice of Indonesia. Then on March 3rd, he reports 3325, that was a Sunday, at 09:47. A local Bougainville Christian sermon in Pidgin. At 10:15, a segment of religious songs, a local time check for 9:30 at 10:30. And he says, very respectable reception and somewhat readable. There was some CW interference and no interference from Voice of Indonesia. CFRX Toronto, Canada, often audible here, on 6070. Actually, it's slightly offset to the low side, maybe about 10 hertz. Usually there is no co-channel interference, but there was some March 2nd at 0327 from a station closer to the exact frequency underneath it. As far as I know, channel 292 in Germany, which could be on the same frequency 24 hours, is not really on the air that early. Manuel Mendez in Spain usually reports it eclipsing Canada after 0500. So what was I hearing? According to the IB list, it was an Arabic hour from Iran, starting at 0320 on 6070. Harold Froge in Michigan has been hearing Chinese on 6970, both in the morning and in the evening, such as February 23rd at 1219. And February 28th at 22:23. In both cases, he thought it was a relay via Cuba, but I don't think so. More likely on that frequency would be a jammer against Sound of Hope, a transmission direct from China. As Ken Zicke also points out in the Michigan ARE tip sheet, which is listed as from Taiwan, it could be on that frequency up to 24 hours. Voice of the South China Sea is a relatively new and somewhat underknown service or subservice from China Radio International. We're pleased to have Hans Johnson as a contributor now. He was the one who instigated DXing with Cumbre, and before that, Cumbre DX. He has been hearing this and reporting about it. He says the shortwave broadcasts of this CRI service, with the exception of programs in Filipino, were believed to be future planning. He says, but I've received a schedule which states the Voice of the South China Sea is on shortwave in various languages. Here is the schedule. 9720 at 12 to 1230 in Filipino, 11640 12 to 13 in Vietnamese, 11700 1230 to 1330 in Malay, 11805, 1330 to 1430 in Indonesian, 11895 at 09 to 10 in Chinese, 11955 at 1230 to 1330 in Malay, and 1330 to 1430 in Indonesian, and 12 to 12:30 in Filipino, and finally 13645 at 06 to 07 in English. Hans reports from Florida March 4th, listening to the service in Malay on 11955 and 11700 at 1320 via remote in Hong Kong. It was not parallel to their web stream, which might be an FM service. I could hear IDs for CRI only, although I'm not sure what Voice of the South China Sea would sound like. Anyhow, this appears to be a service designed to enhance China's claim to that part of international waters. Wolfgang Büschel says the transmitter site for 11700 and 11955 around 1330 UT is Kunming. Concerning Cuba and elsewhere, please note that from Sunday, March 10th already, as a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba resumes daylight shifting time of UT minus 4. That's the same early date as America. This cannot be a coincidence. It should affect some but not all RHC program and frequency scheduling. Maybe less so than usual, as when Cuba went off DST last fall, after some confusing attempts to resume winter time scheduling, they reverted to some summer timings, notably English running in the evenings from 01 to 07 UT instead of 02 to 08 as in previous winters. By the way, timeanddate.com shows some other peripheral countries under undue American influence do the same thing on March 10th. Bahamas, Bermuda, Greenland, Thule Air Base at least, Haiti, Saint-Pierre et Miquelon, Turks and Caicos, and of course those parts of Canada and Mexico which normally observe DST. In the case of Mexico, it's border cities only, while most of the rest of the country will not be catching up for another month until April 7th, which you may recall was the old USA change date to DST before legislation passed to impose irrational DST upon us for another month in the spring and another week in the fall. And, as you may have heard, Europe has been wrestling with whether to abolish daylight shifting or make it permanent year-round, at least avoiding bi-yearly resets. And, I must point out, daylight cannot be saved. It can only be shifted according to the clocks, as I insist on calling it daylight shifting time. The very name from the outset has been a big lie. You may mull that over in the week before being forced to adopt it. Speaking of 3325 Bougainville, here's more about that frequency from Ron Howard, this time about Indonesia. On March 3rd at 10:47, he reports the Voice of Indonesia via RRI Palangkaraya, which is their only shortwave outlet anymore, and it was in English until 10:59 and then into Chinese. At that time, it was much stronger than Bougainville. Later at 13:07, when NBC had signed off, he heard the weekend segment that was on a Sunday, highlights of the week and today in history, such as this date in 1994, the crash of Turkish Airlines Flight 981. Anyhow, that was a very good day for Voice of Indonesia, says Ron Howard. Ron also forwards a log of another shortwave Indonesian, RRI Nabire, from Jim Young in California. Approximately 7290, heard February 27th, until sign-off at 0909. Fair strength in audio, but it went off in mid-song. That's according to the UADX on FB. Ron's previously measured exact frequency of that the day before was 7289.92. I happen to catch an English lesson from Radio Nikkei 1 Japan on 6055. February 27th at 1321. A man and woman were alternating, the woman in Japanese, something about yuan market prices in Shanghai. Maybe a regular Wednesday feature on that station. And another English language lesson is reported by Ron Howard in California from a station where he had not heard one before on 4885 Echo of Hope or VOH from Korea South. This was Sunday, March 3rd at 12:48. He says it was very readable until chimes in ID at 12:57. Radio Kuwait is often caught a few hundred hertz off frequency, but here's a much greater deviation reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. March 2nd at 10 to 12, the Filipino language broadcast, supposed to be on 17760, was instead varying between 17.655 and 17.654. He later reported this with a wider variation, 17.658 to 17.648. The Arabic service also continued on this frequency for another 37 minutes after 1200. And between 11 and 12, there was interference from CRI in Chinese on exactly 17.650. Big news this week, the Bamako Mali relay of China Radio International back on the air after missing for several months, first reported by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, Saturday, March 2nd during an Arabic broadcast at 16.45 on 15.125. So further checking out the previously known schedule from 17.01, they changed to 13.645 in Swahili, from 1800 to 11.640 in Hausa. However, only one transmitter initially on the air. We know they used to have two. We assume that the Chinese engineers have been visiting Mali and getting it back on the air since they originally set up the facility. Many more of us were monitoring on March 3rd, such as myself. At 15.09, I was hearing CRI in English on 13.685, running about 1 second ahead of the Cuban relay on 15.700. However, it was missing already at 15.36, so they were still having some problems keeping it on the air. This was one of the CRI via Bamako Mali frequencies scheduled, English at 14 to 16 on 13.685. And unlike the day before, I did not hear anything in Arabic around 16.39 on 15.125. Mark Cody heard another English relay on Sunday, March 3rd at 20.42 on 11.640. At that time, it was parallel to the Albanian relay on 7.285. But that is not all. The Chinese must have helped get the national broadcaster of Mali back on shortwave, RTV Malien. That's again being heard, first reported by John Filiozzi in New York on 5995, March 4th at 22.15, in French and stringed instrument, and quickly also reported by others of our group, such as Andy Robbins in Michigan. He says a very good level at 22.35, thanks to the Chinese technicians, as well as Don Hosmer also in Michigan. And he says a good signal with mentions of Africa and Mali. Dan Robinson says this is a huge development. 5995 with a reasonable signal. For years they've been transmitting with very low modulation. Today I've heard it satisfactorily well here in my location, says Jorge Freitas in Brazil. Dan says it went off a bit early at 23.36, although their online link continued past midnight UT. If it's anything like the previous scheduling, we should again be hearing 5995 right next to Cuba, as Mali is ready to restart around 0600. For many months last year, we could tell the carrier was on the air, but with hardly any modulation. But beware, there could be something else on 5995. Rudolf Grimm in São Paulo, Brazil, reports a Brazilian pirate. This was a few days earlier on March 1st at 21.45, Radio Scala, SCALLA-FM, apparently playing recordings of a real São Paulo FM station of years gone by. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 1972. A completely non-commercial program, as is our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support to cover these expenses. Our thanks this week for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, which came from Jeff Murray. By the way, PayPal will convert if you need to pay in some other non-U.S. funds. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Last week, we reported that Manara Radio International had taken over one of the hours previously used for the recently started relays back to Nigeria of Radio Kaduna. However, now, Radio Kaduna transmissions have ended, Hans Johnson reports. However, Manara Radio continues via France at 07-08 on 13840. Ivo Ivanov agrees that on February 27th and 28th, there was no longer any signal from the previous frequencies of the Radio Kaduna transmissions via France, 7335 at 05-07. Northern Mariana Islands. Bill Harms in Maryland has a special interest in Korea and says, "Hi Glenn, I thought the Korean service of Radio Free Asia was supposed to be off the air. I am hearing it loud and clear on 9985 at 2100 to 2130 on three remote receivers in Japan. Judging by the strength, I wonder if they're not coming from NHK. Other two frequencies, however, are not even heard with a carrier. Frequent IDs, a special broadcast about the Trump-Kim summit meeting in Vietnam. There's no doubt it's Radio Free Asia." This was February 27th. I point out that RFA Korean was one of those services they dispensed with on shortwave when the Saipan and Tinian sites were destroyed by the typhoon. The schedule is still in the WRTH, page 500, but all the frequencies are flagged as not operational, but could be moved to other sites. So there might be more temporary RFA shortwave reactivations for the duration of the summit, which it turned out was not going to be for very long. But the rest of the story from Bill Harms, he'd actually heard RFA Korean a few days earlier. This was 9985, February 23rd at 1530. He reported reception to RFA and got a reply from Valerie Clark Ripley at Radio Free Asia. "At first," she said, "I was forwarded some updated information yesterday concerning a few of the Saipan sites are back up and running. I'm sending a QSL card in the mail." However, on February 27th, another reply came from her saying, "Thank you for your report, February 23rd. Our Tinian and Saipan sites went down October 29th due to Super Typhoon Yutu, which affected those two sites. At this time, there is no estimated date to being back up and running, so it's possible you are able to monitor another station like Deutsche Welle, BBC, or VOA." Well, of course, we know that Bill was certainly not monitoring some other station, but it may well have been actually some other transmitter site which would be known within the technical side of Radio Free Asia, but they may not be saying what it was. With its relatively new shortwave transmitters, Radio Romania International has been among the stations which could be depended on for accurate frequencies. Not anymore. A number of them, all from one of the Galbeni transmitters, have been showing up to 2 or 3 kilohertz off frequency. First reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria on March 3rd, such as at 0730 in Arabic on 9608 instead of 9610, at 08 in Romanian on 15427 instead of 15430, and so forth. Wolfgang Büschel measured the Romanian Sunday special at 1010 UT on 15256.800. And further approximations without the decimals from Ivo Ivanov: 1100 French, 15252, 1200 English, 15457, as well as Arabic at 13. However, at 1306, they shifted back to the accurate frequency of 15460. Also attracting attention, first as an NID, was something on 5989, heard by Will Grockott in the British TX Club March 3rd at 1924. Soon identified as RRI in Romanian by Dave Kenny. Supposed to be, of course, on 5990. Later in the day, this was being heard by those further west. Wolfgang Bischel measured it at on 5988.790 at 19 to 21 UT. Also, a later broadcast supposed to be on 5980 for Western Europe and maybe the Americas at 23 UT in English, DRM, was measured on 5978.772, and then switched to the AM mode, and that was measured on 5978.769. Then onward from midnight to 01 UT in Spanish on UT March 5th. But wait, there is more from Radio Romania International. Both Richard Lemke in Alberta and Alan Rowe in England received a form response to their QSL request, saying, "Unfortunately, for the moment, we are unable to send out QSL cards in the format you have been used to due to budget issues. We are sorry for any inconvenience." The World Radio TV Handbook says that Radio Exterior de España webcasts in Arabic, but does not show any shortwave schedule for it. However, I was hearing some Arabic from Spain on 12030, Thursday, February 28th at 22:36. Actually, they were alternating Arabic and Spanish, so it may have been a translation back and forth during the otherwise Spanish service. Checking the WRTH, however, I see that there is a Sephardic or Ladino broadcast Sundays only at 2230 to 2300 on all four frequencies cutting away from Spanish, including 12030. As reported last week, South Africa is definitely closing down the Meyerton shortwave site at the end of March, leaving a number of stations having to search for other outlets. Some of them aren't waiting till then. Ivo Ivanov says, "Radio Dabanga, the FPU service originating in Holland for Sudan, has already made changes effective March 1st, replacing Meyerton at 0430 to 05 on 11650 via Madagascar instead of South Africa 9600. And at 1530 to 1600, 15350 remains the frequency, but it moves from South Africa back to France." Yet another follow-up from last week, that Switzerland had been heard in DRM on 6930.5, believed to be the Ampegon factory. However, Hans Johnson says, "Ampegon tells me that was not one of their transmissions, although it might be a customer of theirs. They previously did acknowledge that DRM service A on 3260 and 4770 were the Swiss government low power about 1 kilowatt. In all cases, however, these are transmitters made by Ampegon." David Cole and Mike Cooper forward a story from the Washington Post that Radio Marti has fired 8 reporters and editors over what are called rogue anti-Semitic reports disparaging George Soros. You can read all about it in the February 28th issue or via the link in DX Listening Digest. For 2 weeks, our new time on WRMI, UT Thursday at midnight on 7730, provided only a semi-world of radio, half the program before music, but I understand that problem has now been repaired in the automation. However, on March 4th, I noticed that the Monday 2330 broadcast on 9955 has been replaced by something else. That time would have changed anyhow next week to 22:30 because, with the imposition of daylight shifting, the times on WRMI 9955 are expected all to shift 1 UT hour earlier, but most, if not all, of the other WRMI times will remain at the same UT according to previous practice. So that means our times on 9955 should then be Saturday at 11:30 and 2100, UT Monday at 03:30. And, of course, earlier than that on Wednesdays at 2100, the same time as on WBCQ 7490, which also makes 1 hour earlier UT shifts during DST. The other WBCQ time, UT Monday, approximately 0300 on Area 51, 5130. On WA0RCR, 1860 AM Missouri World of Radio, starting March 16th. Should be heard one UT hour earlier, Saturday around 19:30, and UT Sunday around 03:15. And of course, the 1 hour earlier UT shift to stay at the same local time during DST also applies to all our AM, FM, and webcasting affiliates in the USA. I cannot take the following very seriously, but for what it's worth, I happen to be listening to the WBCQ webcast, maybe also on 7490, March 2nd at 02:48, the hour after Alan Weiner Worldwide, when somebody from the Unity Bible Fundamentalist Church in Conroe, Texas, was talking about setting up their own DMR-only shortwave transmitters, kept calling it DMR, meaning DRM, to be another free speech station like WBCQ, but reaching parts of the world it does not, although BCQ plans to reach everywhere once it has its 500 kilowatts and rotable antenna going by July 1st. This turned out to be during the far-right radio show, which does not appear on the BCQ schedule. But if they're going to be a free speech shortwave station, they will certainly welcome the far left. I've discovered that the 620 station in Dallas, KEXB, is now 25% Spanish. Remains English business format the rest of the time, but from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Central every night, it's Radio Oasis, as in Oasis. It appears to be religious programming. Richard Langley notes, English from the Voice of Vietnam relay via WHRI, not only at midnight and 01 UT, but also at 01:30, when it was scheduled in Spanish. Peter Hansen in Florida says, all of the broadcasts at 1:30 I've heard since the beginning of the B-18 season have been in English. The first one at midnight is 25 degrees for the northeast, the second at 01 is 160 degrees to the south, and this third broadcast is 260 degrees from South Carolina toward the southwest. And indeed, the final one is very strong here, 30 to 40 over 9. I guess that leaves Spanish only at midnight 30 UT on 7315, although previously I've even heard English during that period, perhaps by mistake. Ron Howard in California reports the Vietnam Democracy radio station, which moved from medium wave to shortwave via Taiwan, 9670, Radio Dap Loi Song Nui, February 27th, with the best reception so far at 12:40 with some music and siren jamming, as Vietnam likes to do to those who oppose them. Here's a clue which might point to a new transmitter, if not a new transmitter site, for Republic of Yemen Radio, that clandestine service from Saudi Arabia. Wolfgang Busch reports on February 26, for the first time it was not on exactly 11860, but instead offset to 11859.968, heard at 1450 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels likely, March 27th and 28th, with ANK indices peaking at 30 and 5. Lesser peak of 15 and 4 on March 8th. In between, the quietest levels of 5 and 2 from March 12th to 19th and 21st to 25th. Solar flux, again stuck at only 70 throughout the month of March. And so concludes World of Radio 1972. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week.